Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I was thinking long and hard. You brought something up on Monday.
Oh.
And it was basically like, hey, you know, I was thinking about Brock Purdy. And I was like, yeah, I wasn't. And then I started to think about it yesterday. Why didn't I think about Brock Purdy? Like, why have I not been thinking about his return? Because I remember when Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt, I was like, dude, is he ever going to come back? Because the backup was so bad.
It wasn't even you, Joe. Like, I brought it up to the callers. I was like, am I the only one thinking about Brock in this game? And like, no one else called in about it or texted in. They're like, yeah, you're the only one. It's like, dude, this is your $200 million franchise quarterback. Don't you want him back? Don't you think he gives you the best chance at winning? Right?
I don't want to adjudicate the same conversation we've had for a month. He can come back and he plays, but he can only play when he's healthy. And if he can't move, then he's not healthy. And if he can't move and he's not healthy, then he can't be Brock. Well, no. That's not the question I want to have. Now, the conversation I want to have. Why is no one asking for when he's coming back? Why are we not clamoring as a franchise, a bunch of fans? Why are we not clamoring for our franchise quarterback to make his return? Baltimore is dying for Lamar Jackson to come back. I know they won this weekend without him. They're dying for him to come back.
They got action, by the way.
Nobody thinks, you know, Purdy is on the same exact level as Lamar, but when Tua's out, Dolphin fans are clamoring for Tua to come back. When pick the quarterback is out, you're dying for that guy to come back. Why? I'm asking Niner fans, why are you not more curious as to what is going on timeline-wise with our franchise quarterback? I'm not asking you, like, why isn't he playing? I'm just asking you, why isn't there an uproar and a fervor for his return? Where is it? Where's the drumbeat? When Jimmy was out, there was a drumbeat like, let's go, come on, let's go. Is it because of Mac? Is it because the team overall is 5-3? Is it because he hasn't looked great this year? Like, what is it? I want to know, where are Niner fans today? Why are we not just clamoring for Brock Purdy's return? I'm not saying I have the answer. I'm asking out loud.
I truly believe this, and a lot of Niner fans are feeling this way. And if you disagree, 888-957-9570, call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. They don't believe that the gap is big enough between Mac Jones currently and a slightly injured or more so injured Brock Purdy to warrant him coming out and not playing at full strength. Like, the gap between what Mac is and what Brock isn't big enough for us to be like, we need him back.
But Mac's hurt too.
No, I understand that, but we knew Mac's mobility was never going to be great. So, like, that's an element of his game where it's like, we're not really missing that. When it comes to Brock, that's a big element of his game. I don't know if you heard what Tua Tagovailoa had to say, Miami Dolphins quarterback, a couple weeks ago. Might have been last week.
How he can't see?
Did you not think about Brock Purdy?
Well, Brock said it 60% of the time over the middle, he's throwing blind. That was in the offseason.
And he doesn't have his feet under him, Joe. A lot of people don't think that the drop-off is going to be like... worth the squeeze, I guess, is where I'm at.
Okay. Doesn't that petrify you that we paid the wrong guy? Or maybe we paid him the wrong amount of money?
Or you paid a guy that's going to be hurt now going forward. Like
all of that.
Like that's like
doesn't that terrify you?
Yes, it scares me right now. I think those questions are starting to creep in for Niner fans about this guy's health going forward. As Baldy said with us yesterday, I wouldn't bring him back unless he's 100%. I don't think he's going to be 100% this year.
What's worse?
So don't bring him back then?
What's worse? I'm just asking out loud. What's worse? Not having a franchise quarterback or not having faith in the guy you paid as your franchise quarterback?
Ooh.
And I'm not saying we're there yet. We're just having these discussions. We're asking out loud.
It's a more... You're talking to a guy that...
It's like Deshaun Watson, we all agree, not a franchise quarterback anymore. Still on the books.
You're talking to a guy whose team not is looking for a franchise quarterback for the last 20-plus years. But it's paying a franchise quarterback when you know that they're not going to, you know, compete for, like, a title. So you're in, like, for example...
Oh, God.
So, for example, let's say you're... a Jaguars fan right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You might try to talk yourself into Trevor Lawrence. You know, being
so mediocre.
That's the thing, though.
And I think
there's a lot of Jaguars fans that feel that way.
Yeah.
But know that we paid this guy so much money, so you're not getting rid of him. Like, that's like, so you can watch the Jags and they might win this game. I think they're playing the Raiders this week. You might win that game, but you know, come playoff time. You're being Patrick Mahomes.
No.
Being Josh Allen.
No, but that's also
being
the team.
Lamar Jackson.
But that team and that organization isn't well run enough. On top of me not believing in Trevor.
Correct.
All true. But I think Purdy's better than Trevor. I do. I think Purdy's better than Trevor. But I also questioned how much they gave him in real time, and I felt like I was the only one yellowing in a you know, empty hall room while everyone else was celebrating the contract. And I'm not even saying it's the worst contract right now, but it does terrify me that, like, the fact that we're not clamoring for him, doesn't that kind of speak volumes?
Or people are looking at this team in season and saying, okay, we're not going to win a Super Bowl, so just get healthy, Brock, come back next year.
Does Baltimore talk like that?
No, they don't.
I mean, they're, like... I don't see them waving the white flag.
No, but they're also, you know, unique in this regard that their division also is kind of cheeks. Like the Bengals are kind of...
The NFC's blowing anyone's doors off?
No, but the Niners division has maybe two of the best teams in the conference.
You've already banked some wins against those teams.
I know, but you're going to see the Rams next week at Levi's Stadium, right. And that's going to be... No, but fans are calling in. We're going to go
to them. Let's hear them. I'm just asking. I'm not saying how you should feel. I'm not saying Brock is good, bad, great, whatever. I'm asking, why are we not clamoring for his return?
This is what...
Doesn't that kind of, like, say a little something about the situation?
It might. And Steve, Albert, Jonathan, KC, and San Jose, we'll get to you in just a second. This is what Shanahan had to say on his conference call about Purdy or whether or not he's a long shot to play at MetLife Stadium.
I think it's too early to say. I don't think it's a long shot, but I know he's doing better, and we'll see how he's doing Wednesday. Hopefully, if he's doing good, he'll get in some reps.
Big day for that, obviously. Let's go out to Steve in San Francisco. What's up, Steve? You're on the Morning Roast.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Shasky, I don't think that's the case. I don't think the lack of clamoring is in any way a sentiment or an indictment or statement about Purdy. It's kind of what Spadoni mentioned. It's Warner and this injury toll completely, at least to me, transformed my expectations and neutered them really for the season. And I don't mean to like throw in the towel, but look at it this way. Purdy, by all accounts, has a really bad toe that he's either going to slog through somehow at some point, and don't be surprised if it gets re-aggravated, or he's going to get forced to have surgery. Like, I see that as the outcome there. Like, I think a lot of people are like, oh, he's going to be hampered by this or unavailable for the whole rest of the season. Now, if the rest of the team wasn't in the state that it was and completely decimated, it's a very different story. Like, we see what Purdy offers that Mac does not offer. And I think in a lot of those situations where the line is just bearing down on him, Purdy has that escapability. We're not clamoring for that right now because we're looking at the reality of this team and what it is for the rest of the season. They've got nobody. They've got nobody. Maybe Pearsall's coming back. Can I just pause?
Like, using that same logic, shouldn't they have shut down Fred Warner last year? Like, he played on a hurt foot all last year. And I'm not equating like middle linebacker to quarterback, but they did pay him a lot of money. Is there any pressure? Like, I don't know. I'm asking questions, Steve. I'm not trying to condemn him. I'm not even trying to rip him. Like, if he's hurt, he's hurt. But like, I do feel like we're kind of all over the place on this Purdy thing. And like, yeah, you know, I watched Fred Warner go out there and suit it up, and it was a lost season for everybody. And I loved him even more for it.
I completely agree, but I think those are two different injuries.
Okay.
Like, I think that's how bad this Purdy injury is. Because look at it. I mean, he was back for a second, and then it's like, oh, this is really bad. And then there's what, the Melissa Stark report, that it's like, yeah, if he bends it one different way, like, it's shut it down for the season. So for me, why are we playing around with that? And I think for me, at that point, I've removed all expectation that he's going to return or that he's going to have an impact on this team, because it's really hard for anybody to have that type of impact just given where they're at with this. I think at this point, you just look at the Niners where they are and you go, roll with whoever and let's see where the cards fall. But
that's a good call.
Seismically shifted.
No, Steve, yeah. That's a really fair point of view. This is why I want to talk to Niner fans about it. I just feel like we haven't had this like legitimate Purdy conversation. Not about like, is he good? How good is he? But just like, why are we not clamoring for his return?
And I think a lot of it is what Steve said. He's like, dude, I can only have so many injuries to get to the point where it's like, great, we got our quarterback back, but why does it matter?
Yeah, but
like, we have so, like, Bosa, Fred, we couldn't get a quarterback hit on the worst offensive line in football. So if Purdy does come back, great. I mean, he's going to get popped like Mac Jones was. He's not going to have a shot.
I hear you, but like, you know, these guys suit up, man.
Yes.
You know, like, if it's a loss year.
I wanted Brock like, back in that game.
One thing that it's hard for me to look at Draymond the same way is like, well, when Steph was out and Clay was out, I just couldn't find motivation to win.
Yeah, that's what about the
$25 million you were making that year?
Yeah. No.
Where's just the internal pride of having professional pride, you know, and being a leader and being one of the high paid guys in the room? And like, hey, I know all of us are hurt right now. I'm going to suit up. No, again, like if he physically can't do it, like, that's another story. But I feel like we're not pressing them enough on what the hell's going on with the foot.
I know. And again, I keep coming back to this.
We don't know.
It's such a weird injury.
We don't know.
We just don't know about it.
I feel like the Niners have been all over the place reporting it. Like, oh, he could be back. Oh, he's practicing. Oh, he's not. Oh, it's like, I don't even know, man. I'm so confused by the whole thing.
It's a confusing injury. Albert is in Santa Rosa.
Hey, Albert.
What's up, Albert?
So guys, thanks for first time caller, long time listener.
Appreciate it.
It's health. I mean, 100% it's health. I did not want him to come back against the Jags. That shouldn't have happened. And I mean, I was ready for him to come back. Thursday Night Football, Rams.
Yep.
Let's go. Like, that's all I wanted, because I did not want him to come back and say, oh, his toe, this, that. Like, even Mac Jones right now is like this, that. Like, let's let Mac Jones do what he wants to do, and let's let Purdy come back when he's ready, not when we're like, oh, we're desperate, we need to win. Like, our division, we can win this division. Let's go. Come on.
That's Albert and Santa Rosa.
There's still a lot to play for.
Yeah, Bull.
They're 5-3. If they were 3-5, I would have a different point of view.
Joe, I think they're going to win this week, and they're going to be 6-3. Like,
okay,
you're right there in the mix. Like, and again, I keep looking at the schedule for this 49ers team, and listen, you can't schedule wins. Like, no one's doing that in the NFL. But I look at the 49ers' next few opponents. So you got, obviously, the Giants, MetLife Stadium. Then you're back at home against the Rams, divisional game. It's going to be a tough one. They always are. Then you got another divisional game, this time in Arizona. Then you got the Panthers. That's going to be a big one for tiebreak purposes. And I think a lot of people are viewing the Panthers, oh, the Panthers suck. Panthers are 4-4 and are a game or two away from being in the playoffs.
Just like, took one of your best edge rushers.
Like, that's...
Oh, my gosh.
Like that's what I'm saying. Like, so the Panthers are right there. All right? You got the Browns, who Myles Garrett had 5 sacks, but we might see Shedeur Sanders by that point, end of the November. Then you got the Titans. So it's not like exactly world beaters you will be facing throughout this. There's going to be tough games, and no game is going to be easy, but there are some key games here that if you win, and I'm looking at the Panthers, I'm looking at the Bears, and then your divisional games. Those are the ones you have got to win. The Bears and the Panthers are the only teams behind you right now, Joey, that I think could get to the playoffs. And I don't even think that's, I don't even say that like they're could. That sounds even like a stretch.
As much as I don't know what to make of this Niner team, I could say the same thing about both those teams you just referenced.
Exactly.
I don't know what to make of them.
And you know what I make of that is I trust Kyle Shanahan over Dave Canales and Ben Johnson, who are the head coaches of both those other squads. So yeah, the Niners definitely have action. But the question is right now is why aren't we clamoring more for Brock Purdy to be the start of this 49ers team? And I think it's a good question to ask. Let's go to KC in San Jose. What's up, KC?
Yeah, hey guys. So I think we're not clamoring for him because, to be honest, he needs all his weapons, and if he can't move, then he is just like Mac Jones and Mac Jones has a better arm. So just stylistically, football wise, just if you're gonna get that, just keep the guy. This is where guys, when you brought up this topic, it brought me like to a year ago when we were talking about his contract, and Joe's the previous host, the pear shaped fellow, got into it. I always stood 3 years, $100 million. That's the offer. If he doesn't like it, see somebody else was offering. Giving him all that money made no sense to me. Where was the market? And now we're stuck with it, and he might possibly be just this guy who's always hurt. He's always undersized. He's always going to get hit because Shanahan's not going to invest in some big, bulky, Harbaugh-style offensive line. It's just, this is a disaster. And I don't know if you were asking this, Joe, earlier, like getting stuck with a bad contract, I'd rather not have that and just go year by year to see if he can get a franchise quarterback.
It's interesting that you said it. So like on one end, and good call, on one end, like,
you're talking about Bonte, I think it's, compared to a pear? Is that what he said? Pear-shaped fellow?
I don't know.
Get out of here, KC. What?
Like it's unrealistic in the real world to like, hey, we'll give you $60 million guaranteed, Brock. Play this 1 year. 1 year, $60 million. Like, that's not how it works. Like, these guys want multi-year deals. They want, you know, more guarantees spread out over X amount of years. And I think it's easy for me to sit here and say, well, they had him under contract. He should have taken the franchise tag. But the reality of the last three off seasons is, like, they were kind of backed into a corner and had to pay him. And he deserved a pay raise. He deserved one. Now, I can dice it and be like, well, he's probably worth 41, not 53 million AAV, and we could argue over the, like, the details and everything like that. But like, if I take a step back, he earned a payday. I get why the Niners paid him as much as they did. I also think it's not as bad as maybe it looks on paper over the next couple of years. But it does suck that we had to budget for him over a 2 or 3 year period, say goodbye to good players, and now he's hurt and it doesn't look good. And probably right now we feel the lowest about it. He's got to get healthy, and maybe I feel completely different about it like next year around training camp because he's healthy and we're humming. And now, you know, I don't know, man. I just think these are like, I'm all over the place with this contract.
By the way,
he is a good player when healthy. He did deserve a raise. I don't know how much. The contract is a lot of money, but I feel like it kind of had to. Like, I'm talking myself back and forth into it. Like, I kind of see why the Niners did what they did.
This segment is brought to you by Paramount Plus. Can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy matchup in Week 9 between the San Francisco 49ers and New York Giants. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. By the way, it is a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. We're talking 49ers football right now, and what's going on with Brock Purdy? One more time. Kyle Shanahan. Is he a long shot?
I think it's too early to say. I don't think it's a long shot, but I know he's doing better, and we'll see how he's doing Wednesday. Hopefully, if he's doing good, he'll get in some reps.
And today is Wednesday. What's it going to look like? Is it going to be more? Is it going to be limited? See, the day he's not limited, Joe, is the day that tells me he's probably going to play this week, or is he going to be limited the rest of the year?
Can I ask this one? If let's say Trent was out the same way Purdy's out right now, and the backup player X was playing exactly the way Mac is, which is like good, not the number one issue on winning or losing every single week, but like good, but not great, not awful, like whatever. And Trent was in the exact spot as Purdy. Wouldn't we be like, got to get Trent back in there?
We had Carter, our guy, saying, get Ben Bartsch back immediately for Connor Colby. I need that guy back. Seriously.
We're laughing, but I'm kind of serious.
No, yeah, like he's kind of like, yes.
Don't look at me like that.
Let's just say, like, because I don't think quarterback has, it's been important, but I don't think on the list of like all the issues with why they've gone through a little like losing lull the last couple weeks. I don't think it's high on the list.
Now that's the thing. I think we were all pleasantly surprised with how well Mac Jones has played this year. That's made us forget about Brock Purdy to a degree because it hasn't been the number one problem.
Yeah, but Jake Tonjes didn't, like, yeah, we miss Kittle a lot. Jake Tonjes was okay.
Yes.
The minute Kittle was ready, even though he's compromised, like, get him in there, right? Like, get him in there. Where's that same, I guess I'm asking, like, why isn't there a similar energy for the quarterback? And I don't even know the answer to that because I don't have that same energy either. I'm admitting it. I'm kind of like, eh. And I don't know why I am that way.
I think because also Purdy, he's been a mixed bag this year. Like, even when he's been out there, it just hasn't been like Brock Purdy. Hell, Joe, even last year, it wasn't what Brock was the year before. So the fact that he's now going a year and a half of football where it's been kind of, you know, a little bit mediocre, solid, but not, you know, MVP caliber like he was the season prior, people have question marks now. I think this is what we're talking about. There are question marks around Brock Purdy. Yeah. The body, first and foremost, is what concerns me. Like, if he is healthy, yes, you put him out there. The problem is, I don't think at any point this season he's going to be 100%.
Well, I feel so that
Baldy's
way about
saying, Baldy's saying it, you know, Cosell.
But don't you feel that way about Kittle right now? Like, I don't think Kittle's going to be healthy all year.
No, but I think even a 75% George Kittle is better than like most tight ends in the NFL. I do. And the fact that he blocks better than anyone else.
All right,
understand.
All right. No, you're probably, but, I mean, look, I know.
But Joe, no, to your point.
I'm just asking like hypothetically or metaphorically or whatever.
Is a 75% Brock Purdy that much better than a 75% Mac Jones? I don't think so. So there you go. Jonathan, San Jose, what's up, man? You're on the Morning Roast.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Good morning.
Good morning.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Thank you.
That statement you just made is right on it. That's kind of what I was thinking. Is there a huge difference between the two? You know, even if Brock is completely healthy. So as fans, like, we're not pushing for the return, as you guys asking that question, due to that. If he comes back, is there going to be such a big difference? Brock doesn't run a whole lot. Mac Jones doesn't run a whole lot. And again, as a fan, if you're winning, that's what you want. You guys say that all the time, right? These are professional athletes. They're going to go out there, give it 100%, whether they're 100% or they're 50%. They're going to try their best, obviously, day in and day out. But with that being said, I think right now as a fan, we're okay with Mac Jones taking the lead. One, because obviously Brock Purdy is hurt. And he's winning. That's what we want. Whether we win by a field goal in the last second or we win by 17, right, and it's a blowout, it's winning. As a fan, you want winning. You want winners. And if we lose, then that flag might come back out and we're like, hey, where's Brock? What's going on? What's the issue? When's he coming back? More questions arise from that. But right now, as a fan, we're winning. That's what we want. I think we kind of just cruise along until, you know, we get back and we're healthy. I don't think there's a rush to bring him back.
It just, I hear you. Way it's going right now, doesn't it get the sense that like it's kind of going to be a, you might win one, then lose one. And then maybe you lose another, and then you win another. And then maybe you win another and lose another. Like, it's going to be like all over the place.
If they lose this week to the Giants in this version of the New York Giants, on Monday, people will be calling in to say, I want Brock Purdy back against the Rams. Like, if Mac Jones starts again this week and you lose.
So that's a tough ask.
No, well, but I'm just.
I know, like, there's no launching point that's a great one.
Two losses in a row against two teams that were sub 500 and we're looking like, well, we're looking awful. So that's when you start to hear the noise maybe a little bit more. Might take another loss, but again, I want to kind of jump in front of that if that's the case, and I would like my stud star quarterback to be back. But is he going to be 100%? Probably not. And that's why I say at 75% for both of these guys, Mac Jones and Brock Purdy, there's not a big drop-off there. Now, if both these guys were at 100%, I do think there is a drop-off between Brock Purdy and Mac Jones. If they were both 100%, that's not the case right now. And this entire team right now, like, what is the health of the 49ers? If you're looking at percentage,
41%.
I was going to say, it might be 49% for the 49ers. That's their health.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.